We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, I'd say congratulations on the victory over Flint Hills. Your ball club wins 56-30. But as we were talking just before we started this interview, that game might turn out to be a wake-up call for your football team.
Yeah. When you play as poorly as we did in that game, it should throw up some red flags. And I know that the guys and I have sat down and had a long conversation about who we are and where we're going to go and what our opportunities are. And so, for us to still be able to come out on top of a game like that and be on the winning side, it's a big deal.
What other positives did you see from your team on Friday night?
We rested some key players, in hopes of getting them back. Brock Griffin was out this last couple of weeks with a hip pointer, so he's back healthy now. And Aiden Eidman had an issue in practice, and now he's back. So, the positives out of this week are that, we came out healthy. We got healthier on the bench, and, we should have our legs, ready and back underneath us and ready to go for this week. So,
and another positive I saw from some of the Twitter stuff, you were able to run the ball fairly effectively on Friday night.
Yeah, I think we had a little over 340-some yards rushing. Mitch Metke did a fantastic job, as usual. And then Cal Kohlmeyer stepped into that tailback role that he's been in for a couple of weeks now since Brock was out. But, man, he's starting to get the hang of it, and he looked really well. He looked really good.
We're visiting with Chase County head football coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner. And this Friday night, the biggest game of the season so far for your football team. You'll be taking on Madison, a matchup of two undefeated teams, and I'm sure that you won't have to say a whole lot this week to get your team ready for Friday night.
Yeah, if we have to spend some time trying to get them focused in on this one, then we're doing something wrong. No, it's a big one. It should be a good game. Coach McMillan and I have been talking a little bit back and forth about how the seasons have gone and what we've been doing. So. It should be a big one.
As you look at Madison, what challenges do they offer your football team?
Other than the fact they're one of the most well-coached teams, in the state, they have, Casey Helm there at the quarterback who does a great job of throwing the ball, and they have some speed, overall team speed. Their defense looks good. We're going to have to do a lot of our due diligence and stop in the pass. And try to make them one-dimensional to get the game where we want it to be. And it's going to be a chess match there for a little while, I think.
What other big keys do you see for your football team on Friday night?
We have to be better, disciplined. We too many penalties and those kind of things. When you can't get out of your own way, it makes it hard to win football games. And we've had too many penalties this year, and I take, 100% responsibility for those and not having these guys disciplined enough. And so, we've got to spend some time there. And then up front on the offensive line, their defensive front poses a huge threat for what we have to do. So, we've got a lot of work to do this week, short time too. So it's going to be an interesting one on Friday.
Coach Vandergriff, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Chase County head football coach Brody Vandergriff on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizen State Bank, and by Kansas Graphics on KVOE, live and local.